Today's Amud for Chazara is Yevamis Membeis Amin Aleph. We're holding a Membeis from a Beis, the second line from the bottom, Tan Rabbanan. So it says the Gemara Tan Rabbanan, Yevamah Shechotzu La'achim B'toich Shleishut. If a Yevamah, for let's say the Yavam, Shimon, did Chalitza with her within 3 months, they didn't yet wait 3 months, so Tzrich La'amtim Shleishut Chadashim, she's going to have to wait 3 months, it's not going to make it, and now she doesn't have to wait anymore. However, La'achim Shleishut, they do Chalitza after 3 months like they're supposed to, so then Ein Tzrich La'amtim Shleishut Chadashim, she does not need to wait 3 months in the Chalitza, Havi, which you see from here, that the Klal is that HaShleishut Chadashim Sh'amru is Mishas Misa Sabal, V'lay Mishas Chalitza Sayavam. Now you count the 3 months that the Yevamah has to wait from when her previous husband from when Reuven died and not from when she did Chalitza with the Yavam. Now I asked the Gemara, the Ma'ishnam we get, the Rav Amr Mishas Nesina, Shmuel Amr Mishas Ksiva. Why is Chalitza different than get? When it comes to a get, we said that in general, every woman has to wait 3 months before she marries a second husband. So let's say she got divorced from her first husband. You count by when the husband wrote the get, and at that point, and from then on, it became usur for them to have Yichud, or do you go basa when he actually gave her the get? The sheet of Rav is that you go basa Shas Nesina from when he actually gave her the get, even though they didn't have Yichud before then, because anyways, once they write the get, they're not allowed to have Yichud. Still, you count the 3 months from the Nesina, and if so, here as well, even though it's true, she wasn't together with Reuven after he died, because he was dead, but still, you see that you go Basar Nesina by get, so you should go Basar Chalitza by the Yavama. So says the Gemara, the Amar Rav, a Kavuchaymer. But no, you can't say that you go Basar Chalitza, because it wouldn't make any sense. We have a Kavuchaymer, because Isser Karis Hitarta. She waited 3 months from when the husband died, and now she's doing Chalitza. And when she does the Chalitza, the Beis Din told her, if you want to, you can even do Yibam. So they were being matter the potential Isser Eishas Ach and Isser Karis, on the assumption that she's not pregnant, because they already waited 3 months, and she's not showing any signs of pregnancy. So that 3 months was matter even in Isser Karis. And Isser Lavul Kolshikain, so all the more so, you can't say that now she's going to have to wait longer before she can get remarried the Shuk, because that's only an Isser Lav. It can't be that we were being makel on the Isser Kares and then going to be machmer on an Isser Lav. V'chein sharkol anashim, we said any woman who was previously married, she has to wait 3 months before she marries someone else. So says the Gemara, the Bishlam Yavama Kida Amran. Makes sense, Yavama, we already said that she has to wait 3 months because of the potential Isser Eishasach. El sharkol anashim amai. Why is it so important by other women to wait 3 months to know who the father is, if it's Reuven or Shimon? What's the big nafkamina? So Amr of Nachman Amr Shmuel Mishum da Amr Akra, because the Torah says the Torah says, the Hashem says, I will be for you as an Hashem, I will be Shair Meshchina amongst you, Uzaracha Acharecha, and to your children after you. So we darshan from there that Hashem is only Mashir Shechina when it's Lazaracha Acharecha, when the yichus of a person is known. So we tell her, she has to wait 3 months to know if Reuven is the father or if Shimon is the father, to know which husband is the father of this child. Now, Masav Rava asked, but we learned in the Braisa a case that L'chayr, this reason doesn't apply. It says, even a Ger and a Geiris that they convert together, they were married as Goyim, now they're being married together as Yidden. So if they convert together, they have to wait 3 months before they marry each other as Yidden. Now, their husband and wife, they were together as Goyim, now they're being together as Yidden. We know exactly who the father is. So how come Ma'ilah? So what havchana is there over here? Says the Gemara, here there's a different havchana. We want to know the status of the child to know did the mother conceive while she was a Gaya or after she convert. So that's why it's important to wait 3 months. Al-Kopanim, this was all Shmuel, Rav Nachman and Mar Shmuel's reasoning for the reason why a woman has to wait 3 months is in order so that there should be Shechina in Klal Yisrael. Whereas Rav Amar, a more like practical type of thing, that Gzeir Hashem Yisa Sachayse Me'aviv, that the reason why they have to wait 3 months is because it could lead to Isurim. It could lead to many different types of Arayas. First of all, he might end up assuming that, let's say, Shimon is his father, but really Reuven's his father, and he might end up marrying Reuven's daughter, so he might marry Achos Me'aviv, V'yavim Eishas Achiv Me'imai. He might end up performing Yibam with Shimon's son, Ben Shimon's wife, thinking that Ben Shimon's wife follows him to Yibam, even though she doesn't. She's not Eishas Achiv Me'aviv, she's just Eishas Achiv Me'imai. V'yayitzias Imai L'shuk, V'yiftaras Yevimtei L'shuk, and you have these other problems also, that maybe his mother is gonna V'yayitzias Imai L'shuk, that his mother is gonna think that she could get remarried because she had a child with Shimon, even though really the suffix really came from Reuven. So if Shimon now dies without having any other children, she might think that she's free to go because he does have a child. She has the suffix child, even though really the child is not from Shimon, the child is from Reuven, or V'yiftaras Yevimtei L'shuk. He might be thinking that if Reuven has a son, Ben Reuven, and he gets married, and then Ben Reuven dies, so now Ben Reuven's wife falls to Ebam, so they might think that, oh, she doesn't fall to Ebam because she has no one to fall to. Reuven has no other sons. This kid, this Safik, is Shimon's kid, even though really it is Reuven's kid, and she does fall to Ebam. She falls to this Safik, but she's going to think that she's free to go. So you have all these different chashashes. That's why we need to, it's important to have it clear who a person's father is. In general, the women that we have that are usher to get married or usher to do yibam, they're usher because of a chashash of an iser erva. Whereas vikan, the iser vavchana, is mishum tekanas vlad. Now, vim isaf, Rav is right that here the problem is because of erva. So kulu mishum tekanas erva. Everything is erva, even havchana. So says the Gemara in the Chanami, but hay mishum tekanas vlad do lifkabu erva. Normally, the erva is on the person himself. Here, it's a tekanas vlad. So that through the vlad you shouldn't come to an iser erva. Now says the Gemara that the Mishnah said you have to wait 3 months. A lady has to wait 3 months before she marries a second husband. So Bishlam Metamtin Shtei Chadashim Etinasei Loi. I understand that you don't allow her to wait just 2 months to get remarried because she might have a child 7 months later. And the Hainu Sveika, that's exactly going to be our case of Safik. Ibar Tisha Lekama, Ibar Sheva Labasra. Is it a 9 month child from the first husband or 7 month from the second husband? Al Tamtin Chaydash Echa Etinasei. Why don't we just tell her to wait 1 month and then you'll know who the father is if you wait 1 month? Because V'ila Sheva Yolda, if she gives birth 7 months later, you know that the first husband's not the father because you can't have an 8 month pregnancy. So then, hi bar sheva labasrahu. It must be it's a 7 month pregnancy from the second husband. Vila tamni yolda, if she gives birth 8 months later, so again, you know that the second husband is not the father because you can't have an 8 month pregnancy. So hi bar tisha lekamahu. You would know that it's a 9 month pregnancy from the first husband. To which the Gemara says that that's not necessarily true because inami latamni yolda, even if she gives birth 8 months later, ikalami with the basrahu. It is possible that it is the second father, the second husband is the father, even though you can't have an 8 month pregnancy, but Dilma, it's not an 8 month pregnancy. Dilma yishtahuya yishtahe yichaydash echa v'yaber, maybe it took her a month to get pregnant, and really it's a 7th month pregnancy. Well, ask the Gemara a different kasha, that v'tamtiv shnei chadashim u'mechze v'tinase. Why not wait 2.5 months? And l'chayra then also will have no sveikas. De'ila shiva yolda, if she gives birth 7 months later, so you can't have a more than 9 month pregnancy, so it's definitely not the first husband, haibar shiva labasru. It must be it's a 7 month pregnancy from the second husband. V'ila shisa palga yolda, and if she gives birth 6.5 months later, so the Gemara assumes you can't have a pregnancy for less than 7 months, so haibar teisha lakamuhu. It must be it's a 9 month pregnancy from the first husband, dibar basru. Because if it came from the second husband, she wouldn't give birth to a living child 6.5 months later. Says the Gemara, it's not true. It's not true. It could be that it's the second husband, and it could be that they had a child, a healthy child, 6.5 months later. Even if you hold that the process of a 9 month pregnancy always is a complete 9 months. It can't be a healthy child if it's less than a full 9 months. But yodah l'shiva, you let us the mikutan. When she goes through the 7th month, route of having a 7th month pregnancy, so then it is possible for it to just be in the 7th month. Shenemar, like we find by Shmuel, that that's taka would happen. It says that vayila tekufa sayamim, the chana gave birth after tekufais and yamim. Now miyat tekufais ishnayim, and miyat yamim ishnayim. Tekufais seasons, or is the miyat of tekufais. Tekufais means 2 seasons. 2 seasons is 6 months. The year is divided into 4 seasons. So 2 tekufais is 6 months. And then miyad yamim v'shtayim is 2. So it was 6 months and 2 days later that she had the baby. So you see a person could give birth into the 7th month. Now ask the Gemara a different kasha though, that v'tamtin mashu v'tinase. Why not just tell her to wait a week and then get remarried? And then it's true, you won't necessarily know based on how many months later she gives birth who the father is. However, there's another etza, that v'chimalu shleisha chadashim, once she passes 3 months from when she was married to the first husband, so livdika, so just check her by her dadim, see if she's producing milk, and if she is, then you know she's pregnant from the first husband, and if she's not, and she ends up being pregnant later, it must be from the second husband. So I'm Rav Safra, that no, that's not a good etza, because in baitkin asanisua isha yiskanu abalayan. That's gonna make her second husband, it's gonna make him not really like her so much that she's going through this type of bedika, and therefore we don't wanna do that. Well, ask the Gemara, there's a little bit of a more appropriate, I guess, type of bedika that you could do that won't make her niskan al baila, and that's nivdacha behilucha. Have her walk on softer. If you see that she makes an imprint, it must be there's a baby in her stomach. And if not, then you know that there's not a baby. So I'm Rami Bar Chama, that technically that's a good check. However, it's not foolproof because isha mechapa atzma, a lady could cover up for herself. She could walk in a way that she won't make an imprint, even though she's pregnant, and she might do that kedesh yirish v'na b'nichzay baila. And she might do that in order so that people should just assume that the baby is the second husband's baby, in order so that he should get Yerusha from her current husband. So because of that, we can't rely on this check. Instead, she has to wait 3 months. Again, she has to wait 3 months because we want to know who the father is. But ask the Gemara, a different kasha, that hecha de kimla de milberesi tinase. So when we know that she's pregnant, anytime you know she's already pregnant, so that means clearly the father is the first husband, there's no need anymore to wait to find out who the father is. So tinase, why can't she just get married right away as a milberes? And who says she can? Alama Tanya, why is it that we learned in the Braisa that lo yisa ad milberes chaveira, minakas chaveira, that a person is not allowed to marry someone who's milberes from someone else? Vimnasa yaitzi vli yachsar ilamas, and if they do, we make them get divorced and they can never get remarried. What's the issue? There's no avchana over there. We know that the father is the first husband. So if there's no avchana, so what could possibly be the issue with marrying Muberes Chaveray? Says the Gemara, it's a gzeir shemitasu ubarasando. Maybe she'll become pregnant again from the second husband, and that pregnancy, the baby, might squish the first one. Well, ask the Gemara, yachi didei nami. So that's nothing to do with Muberes Chaveray. A person shouldn't be allowed to be together with Muberes Atzmai, because also he might make her pregnant the second time and squish the baby. So says the Gemara that ilumad amar bishem b'mayich b'mayich ilumad amar min hashemayim yirachemu min hashemayim yirachemu. That's we had already earlier in the Masechta that when it comes to Muberes Atzmai, so one man amar says that they could be mishtamish b'mayich, the other man amar says that there's no need to be mekel because anyways, well, we rely on the fact that Hashem will have mercy. So that's why by Muberes Atzmai we don't have a chashash. We'll ask the Gemara. We'll say the same thing by Muberes Chaveray. Hachanami ilumad amar b'mayich b'mayich ilumad amar min hashemayim yirachemu min hashemayim yirachemu. You have those same answers for marrying Muberes Atzmai. Do one of those Eitzes, rely on one of those Eitzes. So Ella, why can't a person marry Muberes of Chaveray? It's Mishum Dichsa. It's because there's a chashash that the Tashmish itself might squish the baby. Ask the Gemara, Yachid Dei Nami. So Muberes Atzmai, you have the same question, you have the same problem, the same chashash, that maybe he'll squish the baby. No, Didei Chayas Ilave. He'll be extra careful to make sure he doesn't squish the baby. Hachanami Chayas Ilave. And by someone else's baby, he's not gonna be extra careful just because it's someone else's baby. He's not going to want to kill the baby. So that should apply by Muberes Chaveray as well. So Ella says the Gemara, the reason why a person cannot marry Muberes Chaveray is because Stam Muberes Lemenika Kaima. A standard lady who's pregnant, she's going to eventually give birth to a healthy child, and she's going to be nursing that baby. And Dilma Yabro Ma'achr Chalava, maybe she'll become pregnant now, and it's going to ruin her milk supply. Ukat Lale, and that's going to kill the baby, which if the baby doesn't have any milk to drink. Well, ask the Gemara, Yachid Yidei Nami. So that even by Muberes Atzmai, that should be a problem. By Muberes Menekes Atzmai, so you also have that problem. You might ruin her milk supply, and the baby won't have anything to eat. No, because as the Gemara, Didei Misam Simalei Bebeitzim V'Chalav, he'll make sure to spend some extra money and to supplement with eggs and milk. If there's no milk supply from the mother, so he'll buy eggs and milk. Oh, Didei Nami Misam Simalei Bebeitzim V'Chalav. And if it's Muberes Chaveray, Menekes Chaveray, so you have the same Eitzah that he'll support the baby. Says the Gemara, no, he won't do that. Le'yahav le'bal. He's not going to want to squish the baby, but at the same time, he won't spend extra money to support the baby. Okay, well, says the Gemara, v'lis v'ine li'arshim. So the lady, the woman who got remarried, that's not a problem for her. She could go to Beis Din, and she could say that this baby is my first husband, so she'll go to the first husband's family, and she'll claim from them in Beis Din that they need to pay child support. So Amar Abaye says, technically, that's true, but Isha Baisha Lava the Beis Din, she won't do that, she'll be too embarrassed to go to Beis Din, but Regis Aspanon, she'd rather her son die, and because of that, that's why we have a Isser that a person's not allowed to marry Muberes Minekas Chaveray.